Tidewater Comic Con, May 16th and 17th at the Virginia Beach Convention Center, with special guests Kelly Hu from Arrow, Sam Witwer from Smallville, Megan Rath and Sam Huntington from Being Human, Chloe Dystra from Heroes of Cosplay, the best vendors, panels, arcade games, and comic book creators from Marvel, DC, and Image. Passes on sale now for the incredible, uncanny, amazing Tidewater Comic Con, www.tidewatercomiccon.com. Brought to you by Video Game Heaven.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor in the hallways of the Hunt Valley Inn.
The Hallowed Halls of Hunt Valley.
We are at Regeneration Who?
Yeah, the inaugural.
Yeah, first year. You wouldn't believe it, though.
No,
I would have thought this has been happening for a while.
It's hopping.
And aside from our wonderful guests that we've encountered this week, and... you know, Sylvester McCoy's here.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Baker's here. You're tripping over companions left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen more Tom Baker scarves this weekend than anything else. But even beyond that, though, we have our perpetual best guest and future version of myself.
Future regeneration.
Future regeneration. So Ben Taylor is here joining us again.
How you doing, me?
I'm doing fine, me.
Yeah, it's been a thing.
Glad to have you back.
Out of the basement?
Yeah.
They've let me out of the basement like twice in a row.
Just briefly, though.
Just kind of scared.
We're going to get two episodes out of him. And then
Back in the basement.
And then also joining us, and this is a first time...
He's a playing Dr. Virgin.
Yes, yeah. I am.
And our good friend
Don't worry,
Chris Otto.
Will take care of you.
Sweet!
We'll all take care of you here.
All right, whoa.
Yeah. So Chris Otto is joining us.
No, we won't.
And,
happy to be here.
And Chris is one of our webcomics friends.
Yeah.
I've known Chris for a while.
We started communicating on Twitter in late 2010.
Yeah.
Back in the golden age of Twitter, yeah. I think.
2009, 2010 was my... Well, like Jenny said, the golden age of Twitter for me. That was when I made most of my Twitter friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, when I was just heavily active on everything.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter's just shit posting and memes now. It's like,
yeah.
Nobody cares about it.
Back in the day, it was like a chat room. You could just talk to everybody, and everybody met everyone, and now it's just retweet.
I just wonder where these original tweets come from. I think it was just like one person who's interesting on the internet.
Yeah.
And then everybody retweets a tweet of a retweet.
Say it like 10 more times fast.
Okay, that's the gin and tonic talking, so.
One, dude.
I had one. I'm a lightweight. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
To quote what I just said to Matthew Dow Smith, you're a pussy.
Yep.
So anyway, tonight, since we had such a good feedback at Intervention, at the panel we did with Ben, we did the brackets for the worst companion ever.
Yep.
So then Ben comes up with a great idea, as Bens often do.
Well, one of us does.
Well,
I know one Ben that comes up with great ideas.
Yeah, you have my ideas?
Was it your idea?
I think it was.
I mentioned doing a bracket at Intervention.
Right.
Jenny is the one that should be credited with the idea of doing a bracket because it is March.
Ah, yes. March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I, however, came up with the bracket and what it should be.
Yes.
Which is the 16... We've got 16 of our recurring Doctor Who villains.
Right.
And we are going to debate which one of them is going to be the worst.
The worst. So this isn't like the worst as in, ooh, he's the most evil.
Yeah, it's like, which one is the crappiest?
Villain.
Yes.
Set the standards of worst.
Like. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Worst as in the most lame.
Got you.
Crap.
The one we never want to see again.
So that would be Clark. Stephen Moffat.
Stephen Moffat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Moffat.
Is he on the brackets?
He's not on the brackets.
We had to disqualify, you know, Stephen.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't actually been on the show.
No, okay.
He's the mastermind that pulls the strings behind the show that makes it crappy that we know today.
Yes.
We love the show. The show's great. It's just he comes up with some crap ideas.
Yeah.
And only through the greatness of some of the talent on the show can they turn these crap ideas into something enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, with no further ado,
okay,
we should get to it. The first matchup. What do we
round
have, Ben?
Round one, the first matchup. The Black Guardian.
Uh-huh.
Versus the Rami.
Ooh. See, I already know who the worst is between that.
Well, it's the Black Guardian.
Yes. You got the little bird thing on the head.
Bird thing on the head.
You know, it's...
Parallel.
I like how you and I both at the same time do the hand on the... Call, mother. He's right there. That was... And I had to think about this for a second, though. I mean, obviously, he was going to be worse than the Rani, because I love the Rani. I think that is a great character that really needs to come back. But I had to think about when I first saw the Black Guardian. And I always associated it with early Davison.
Yes.
And I forget
Key to Time.
Key to Time. He was the big influence into that. And so I wanted to, was it? So that goes all the way back to the Baker days, late Baker.
Yep.
And,
See, I'm not really familiar with either one of them because I'm still kind of lax of my classic Doctor, so.
Right.
Rani is an evil female Time Lord.
I mean, even.
And I hate to call her evil, though. She's only evil.
That's true. We discussed this before.
Right? Yes.
Like, she's not evil. She's just. She's cold.
Right.
She does everything for the science.
Right. She's pure science on this. It's
science.
Yeah. Science. I was going to say it'd be like comparing her to Dr. Mengele, but he was evil.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a little over the top with it. But she does things of, you know, I guess, what would happen if you do this and this? I need to know.
Yeah.
What's the scientific method? Well, you start the experiments. Bam. And it ends pretty badly for whoever she's experimenting on, usually.
Yeah, usually.
See, I know enough about the classic Doctor episodes that the Rani is awesome and evil, so by default.
Right,
I'm going to go with
default,
Black Guardian.
By default, the Black Guardian wins.
Well, see, my thing is, think of the two, who would I want to see again?
The Rani.
Yeah. And I've been wanting the Rani to come back since Doctor Who came back.
Yeah,
I was actually kind of hoping that Missy would be Rani.
That would be an amazing thing. And I... You know, every time
it would make my headcanon come true.
I mean, like the first appearance of the mysterious lady toward the end of Tennant's run.
Yeah,
that was. She made a quick appearance. Everybody starts with, "Is that the Rani? Mm-hmm. Is she back?" Sarah Jane Adventures. One of the kids was named Rani.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there was the very popular fan theory for a while that the fingers that picked up the Master's ring
was the Rani.
Was the Rani.
That would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That she's back too. But so between the two, Black Guardian moves on to the next bracket.
Yes, absolutely.
So he is the winner by being the loser.
It's so backwards. These worst companion, worst whatever brackets.
Who won worst companion?
Was it Mel
or Adric?
Lost, I guess, would be the
winning loser?
Yes.
So our next matchup is the Master and the Sontarans.
Ooh.
That's tough because, you know, okay, you've got Strax.
Right.
He's kind of fun, but he's not a villain.
No. Right. So, and I don't want us to look too much at, like, individual Sontarans.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to get a feel of the whole.
But I'm going with Sontarans because they're giant potatoes and
of who's the worst suits. Yeah, because the Master,
he's awesome,
the ultimate
evil
villain, isn't
he's the Moriarty, as Tom Baker was talking about in his discussion today at Regeneration Who in Hunt Valley, Maryland. I think I get a discount next year if I say the name of the show enough. he's the ultimate villain. He's the yin to the Dr. Yang.
Yeah, I mean,
he's the Scaramanga to the Doctor's Bond.
Yeah, I like the Centaurans, but
Yeah, if you have a fight, but I mean, if you have to choose between who's the worst,
right?
Centaurans move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one is going to be now. This is unfortunately put the two dark horses of the brackets together.
Right.
We have the Slitheen versus the Mara.
Okay, give me a brief overview.
Okay,
of the Mara.
The Mara
is a weird snake god thing.
Right. She cast out from her original planet. Was it Kinda?
Yeah.
That was the first time I saw that, at, you know, way back in the 80s as a kid, it was Kinda. I was like, next week, Kinda on Doctor Who. It's like, it's Kinda an episode.
It's okay.
I'm Kinda gonna do a snake dance. I don't know. But she shows up. Tegan takes a nap under some wind chimes. And the
this weird hoodoo snake thing inhabits her brain.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, and this for me was so cool, though, because this became a villain that came back.
And there's a very interesting, like, psychological dream sequence where, like, the Mara is kind of breaking down Tegan's resistance.
Right.
To like, her inhabiting her body.
And it's just one of those things where, I don't know, I still remember all the trippy crap that was going on in Tegan's head, you know, and it was a good villain. It just was...
It was janky.
Hokey?
I don't know, hokey. But...
Well, Slitheen are not one of my favorites.
See, you know more about the Slitheen.
Yeah. They were okay the first time. The second time...
Well, actually... That being said...
Actually, I'll say this. No, they were better the second time.
Yes. Because Boomtown is a fantastic episode.
Yes.
So much happens in that episode. Like, where the Doctor goes to dinner with her, and then, like, Jack is flirting with the TARDIS, and you finally get Mickey giving Rose what for.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think we discussed that on the episode we went through when Boomtown came up. And we were so happy that Mickey finally just like towed that white trash piece of crap off. And because that's my hatred of Rose, is that she treated Mickey like crap.
Yeah.
And that falls under my hatred of Amy because of the way she treated Rory.
Yeah. She treated Rory like ass. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you lose points for me when you do that. And so Rose needed to tell it off. I mean, and I'm a Rose fan otherwise.
I'm sorry.
Even though, Ginny hates Rose.
Can I get a high five for that one?
Yeah. Whatever. You know, England has white trash too.
Yeah, they're called chavs.
Yeah.
See? You tried to disagree with me when I said she was a chav.
She's a chav.
I don't know.
She is literally described by a character in the show
as a chav.
Yeah. I think they know what they're talking about.
No, and I will take Ben's word for it, having, you know, been in England quite a bit longer than me.
Yeah.
So
that's a different podcast.
Yes.
Right now we get to decide Slitheen or Mara.
Of who is worse?
Yeah.
Who would I like to see come back? That's how I'm judging this.
Yes. Yeah.
Who would I want to see again?
I'd love to see a Mara story happen.
I do not want to see the Slitheen again, so I'm going to have to go with Mara.
Exactly. All right.
So the Slitheen win?
The Slitheen move up.
By being losers. But the thing with the Mara, though, just the chance that they would bring back Tegan to be involved with it would be brilliant.
All right. So... I'm not quite sure how this pair happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm lying. I actually made this pair happen.
You have the Daleks. You curated this whole thing.
Versus the Cybermen.
Daleks versus Cybermen. And I usually enjoy...
This was my fault. This one was my fault, wasn't it?
I enjoy both.
You're not supposed to pair number one seeds against each other, right?
Well, it's only a 16-person bracket.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. This was
a lot more done not on seeding, but on random draw. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And plus, though, this was one that they would be out the first round if they were against anybody else. Mm-hmm. There would be no discussion on this.
So in order to have a spirited debate, we have to say Dalek versus Cybermen.
Okay. Well, I thought you said, what you meant to say was we have to say Dalek is being the keeper, and then the Cybermen move on because they're the worst.
I would keep the Daleks over Cybermen.
Which one would I want to see come back?
Yes.
Cybermen.
I'm tired of the Cybermen.
Because then I might get an answer to what's going on with Danny Pink.
I'm really
but I'm tired of the Daleks.
See, I'm tired of the Cybermen though with their Iron Man upgrades.
No, I want the Age of Steel. Alright, the Cyber Cybermen to come back.
Oh.
Like the Mondas. The implacable, no, not the Mondas, the ones that you first see with David Tennant and Rose.
Okay.
And Mickey. I want them to come
the Cybex or Cybus Industries.
That's why I said call them the Cyber Cybermen.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, I have to say, in season 8, we had the Dalek episode.
Right.
Where they go into the Dalek, the Dalek Inner Space episode.
I'm a little tired of that.
Did, you know...
I'm a little tired of every time there's a Dalek on, out the door...
The Doctor's a good Dalek.
And don't forget, Doc, you'd make a good Dalek.
Yeah.
I think that's part of their programming, because early on they figured out that would piss him off.
Yeah. Psychological warfare.
And so now it's like, hey, if you guys ever run into the Doctor again, make sure you tell him he'll make a good Dalek. He hates that shit.
Yeah.
It's a good way to really piss him off. If I'm completely honest with myself, I don't want to see either of them come back anytime soon.
They're both
overused.
Yeah,
they need a break. Yeah.
In the modern era, they're both overused.
Yeah. But my thing with the Daleks will always win for me. Which means the Cybermen move on, because the Daleks were the first real villain that I got, right, with Hartnell.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, and honestly, they were the first scary villain I got as a kid, you know, when it was something that would scare Sarah Jane, right? I didn't see too many episodes during...
In certain episodes, this table would scare Sarah Jane.
I had forgotten, because I haven't seen the classic Who since the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm an old man, and I've forgotten the 70s and 80s because it's college.
No.
But the first time in the modern era when I heard that Dalek voice, like a chill ran up my spine, because they scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, oh my god, I remember these things.
I was excited to see the Cybermen. I was terrified to see the Daleks.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, the Cybermen are back. That's great. The Daleks, when Eccleston walks into that locked room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had to explain to my kids that's how much the Daleks and the Doctor hate each other.
Right.
See,
I went bash it and beat him with a wrench. I mean, it's just like, he should have called Ace, I know.
Yeah, he should have called Ace. Get a professional with that. The Bat of Omega.
Yeah.
The Bat
Omega.
Is canon. But the both of them at this point are the 50-foot Vulcan in the room, right? They're both like they're overused. It's another Cyberman episode. Great.
Right.
Now they have nanomachines.
See, I think we should have we should have broken it down between real Daleks and the Skittles Daleks.
No, because the Skittle Daleks would probably win the entire thing.
They would win.
Right. Because, I mean, and see, but since we're including them then, I guess I have to modify my thought on it, because if they're included with the Daleks, because this is all Daleks.
This is all Daleks.
The Imperial Daleks. This is, you know, the Cult of Skaro.
Yep.
This is the Skittles Daleks.
This is all Daleks.
Yeah.
Oh.
And see,
Skittles.
I am not
the new Eye Dalek.
The Eye Dalek, yeah. And six amazing colors.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Davros. You might remember me from such cool things as the Scourging of the Medusa Cascade and my general badassery. But my new line of Daleks for Target has one for every color of your kitchen. But wait, there's more!
No more. So if we're including... No, see, that makes it easier for me. Because, I guess it makes it tough too. Because I hate the Skittles Daleks.
Yeah.
And I hate the Iron Man Cybermen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But which can I stomach easier? I could stomach the Iron Man Cybermen more.
However...
See, this will
make up my mind.
However...
Yes.
The return of the Cybermen...
Uh-huh.
...means the return of the Cyber Brig.
Ooh.
It's in my head canon, Cyber Brig is flying around space fighting crime in a future time. He's taking... I mean, you basically gave the Brig superpowers and said, hey, go do what you want.
Yeah. This is not easy.
I'm just going to vote Cybermen as worse.
Okay.
I concur. The Daleks
even with
lose,
the
Cybermen stay in the bracket.
Okay.
I will go with that as well, because even with the chance of having to deal with Skittles Daleks again.
Yeah.
There's I'm going to be the dissenter and say I want the Cybermen
outcome
out. No, I want the Cybermen to stay in.
Yeah,
no,
that's...
I want the Cybermen out. I would rather see them again.
Over the Daleks.
Over the Daleks at this point.
Mm. Yeah, so that's what we're all saying, right?
No.
That Daleks move on. Who goes to the next bracket?
You're all saying the Cybermen. He's saying
the Daleks.
Okay.
So the Cybermen move on by rote of me being outvoted 3-1.
It's a good thing that we brought Chris on the episode.
We could have like a tie, though. I was just
like, we could have a tie. Yeah.
We'll see,
as you can probably listen, we are literally in a hallway at the convention.
Yes.
So we'll grab a random person for any tie.
Just stand up and holler out.
Not making it through the next round. So next up, we have the Silurians.
Okay.
Versus the Zygons.
See, Zygons. That's not fair, because...
Why?
Using my... Who would I like to see again?
Yeah.
Boom, Zygons move on. Because I want to see the Silurians again. I want more of that culture. I want another... Yeah. Because there's all these promises of, oh, go back in hibernation for X number of years, and when you come out, it'll be great.
Right.
I want Capaldi to... be there when they come out 5,000 years in the future, or 3,000 years later, or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that follow-up episode.
Yeah.
That's almost like you know, in Star Trek, you had Space Seed. You had all these left questions, and then it was Star Trek 2 was the perfect follow-up to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Silurians have been set up for a follow-up episode since they showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, since the Pertwee days.
Yeah.
And especially in the modern era. That you need that follow-up when Earth is now a planet with two sentient species that coexist peacefully.
That would be awesome.
I want to see the Earth after the Silurians have come out.
And cohabiting.
And everybody, your brother-in-law's a Silurian.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at that point. And nobody cares.
Well, I will automatically say that I want to see more Silurians, because Vastra is a Silurian.
That doesn't hurt, yeah.
But again, like Strax, she's not a villain, so she's kind of like the outlier on that, you know?
So I think we're all kind of in the agreement that the Zygons move on through the bracket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I like how Zygons, we
didn't even talk about what the Zygons were, or who. We'll do that later.
Do that while I'm filling in the bracket.
Well, no, we'll move on.
Talk about the Zygons.
They'll be back. They'll be back.
Yeah, they'll definitely be back, because
they were just in the 50th.
So. They were in the 50th, so that brings it a little, you know, more to people's minds. If you,
well, I mean, they'll be in the bracket again.
But they. Definitely, what is it? The giant. They look like a tongue with suckers on it, almost.
Like, they're like starfish.
Hentai. Yeah. They're a hentai monster. Starfish is a good one. And they're shapeshifters.
But they can shapeshift, yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of puke blood when they do it for some reason, which was disgusting.
That's why. So, in the next round, we have the Autons.
Autons, okay.
Which I guess includes the Nestine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Versus the Great Intelligence.
I vote Autons move on.
You'd like to see the Great Intelligence again?
I would.
I would, definitely. Yeah.
Only if it's played by...
Ian McKellen.
Richard E. Grant.
Richard E. Grant.
But Richard E. Grant wasn't the Great Intelligence. Oh, yes, he was. Was he?
Yeah.
In the recent ones.
So who was Ian McKellen? Because Ian McKellen was the voice of the globe. Which was the Great Intelligence.
Right, but Richard E. Grant was the doctor that he absorbed into and took over the form of.
So then we're talking about a character that's played by Richard E. Grant and Ian McKellen.
And I want to see that again.
Yes, definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
And plus the Richard E. Grant version, I mean, when you're standing at the doctor's tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's... Oh yeah, let me go ahead and just kill myself so I can show you that I can pop back into this guy.
Yeah,
and he was so calm. And those are my favorite villains.
Yeah,
yeah. are the calm villains.
Yeah, they're scary.
Because it just remains calm.
That's why I think...
And I'll just kill all your friends.
That's why I think Robert Delgado's master was so scary. Because he was so...
He's calculating.
Calm and calculated the whole time.
Yeah.
And I love that Richard E. Grant has now played both the Doctor and the villain.
Yeah.
I mean, one's just kind of a technicality, but...
Okay,
whatever.
So next up we have... Omega.
Okay.
That's the Ice Warriors.
Ooh. Okay, so for anybody who's not up to speed on the classic
both
who,
are, really.
Well, no, right. But, well, no, they've seen Ice Warriors.
They've seen a Ice Warrior, right. And it wasn't the Ice Warriors we all know. Because right. It was more of that Moffat-era bullshit of 7 million of you humans will all be killed by one of me.
Right. And Omega is very instrumental in the...
Time Lord arc.
Right. Well, in the creation of Time Lords.
Yeah. Well, the creation of the time travel technology.
Right. But would they be Time Lords without time travel technology?
Sure.
But, Omega was... what was the first episode I saw him in?
Omega would have been the Three Doctors.
The Three Doctors, yeah, with Pertwee and Troughton and Martin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was the antagonist in that episode.
Yeah. I'd like to see him again.
And then he came back in the Ark of Infinity.
Ark of Infinity. But now, who was... I've already forgot the competition, because I want them to
Ice
go...
Warriors.
Ice Warriors.
Ice Warriors.
Ice Warriors. I would pick them as being... Between the two,
yeah, you want to see Omega. Again.
I want to see Omega again, so the Ice Warriors move ahead in my book.
Okay,
because if they bring Omega back, that means that the Time Lords are back, Gallifrey's back, the whole.
Not necessarily.
Necessarily,
yeah.
Is that the gin and tonic, or did you?
I did.
No, that's
I
his love of the Fifth Doctor showing through.
Yes.
But okay, probably.
There would be a lot of It could tie into the Return of Gallifrey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be involved. It could be a step along the way. It could be, you know, Omega holds a giant clue. You know, anything. I just want to see Omega.
At this point, I just wanted to find fucking Gallifrey.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last match in the first round.
Yes.
Is two Stephen Moffat specials.
Uh-oh.
Facing off against each other.
Mm.
It's Don't Blink versus Don't Look Away.
So we have Angels
versus
the Silence.
I think this one's actually kind of easy for me.
I don't want either of them to come back anytime soon.
Yeah. I do not want to see the Weeping Angels again.
Every time they've come back since their first appearance. I love them the first appearance.
Yeah.
But every time they've come back, they've gotten worse.
I disagree with that.
They get less scary.
I think Flesh and Stone was their strongest appearance. Two parts of
Flesh and Stone was very good, but I still enjoyed
it. It's the only episode in which I don't hate River Song, so it can't be really bad.
Is that the one where you can actually see them move? That was what made them so not scary to me. When you blink and they jump up at you, that was
Flesh and
was
Stone
terrifying.
Is the one where the Doctor gets summoned somewhere by River and the angel inhabits Amy and she's turning
I think
stone.
That's the one.
Oh, no, it's the crash of the Byzantium.
Crash of the Byzantium.
And I think in that one, at some point you can
actually going through
see
the forest.
Move.
Going through the forest when Amy has to walk blind through the forest, the life support system of the ship, the angels don't know that she can't see, so they're staying steady so she can walk through, but then they start realizing that she can't see them. And we see the angels kind of turning and moving.
I'm 99% sure that you actually see the angel like either move a hand or a head or something.
She turns her head slowly
very
toward
slowly.
Angel.
And it's
toward
supposed
Amy.
To be creepy, but to me, I thought that took away from that terrifying, they're sneaking up on you when you're not looking.
But the rest of that episode.
Oh, it was a great episode. Otherwise.
Yeah.
The rest of that whole two-parter. I mean,
but
it's one of the few times I will ever accept the Doctor firing a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Where he shoots the light glow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the preview, though, before...
I didn't know what he was shooting, I was like...
I'm done. I don't even know if I want to watch this episode. I had to watch the episode to see the context, and I was going to hate it.
If you valued your continued existence, there's one thing you never, ever put in a track. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
I will say Matt Smith got some of the most badass lines. Like the Stonehenge speech.
I'm not as big on that speech as everybody else.
Have you ever heard the Sylvester McCoy version of it?
Yes, I have.
I thought that was brilliant. But I think, though, it's one of those things where all these bad guys, all the villains, when they think of their worst day they ever had as a species, who caused it? Oh, yeah, the Doctor.
Yeah.
So think about, so who wants to be first?
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, that was a giant, an intergalactic come at me, bro, standing on a rock in Stonehenge.
No plan, nothing to lose. All right, so what's the verdict?
I vote Weeping Angels.
Weeping Angels,
rather
move
see
on.
The silence come back.
Silence comes back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't want either of them to come back, so I don't have a dog in the fight.
That's the thing, is that I almost put it in that perspective. I don't want to see the Silence come back either, because they're on good terms for me, and I'm afraid that if they come back, that they might get ruined.
They might get screwed up, yeah.
But if they're still on good terms, you at least could handle seeing them again.
Yeah.
Because hopefully maybe...
It was, but the last one we saw them, they weren't villains.
Right.
So they were actually good guys.
Yeah.
Helping the Doctor.
Yeah. On such a terrific episode.
I'll bottle you. Right, so we're into the second round at this point.
Yay.
Second round.
So we have the Black Guardian.
Uh-oh.
With his thing.
Feathers on his head.
For those of you who aren't watching the video, which is all of you.
Yeah.
We're putting our hands on our hands and imitating his widow's beak.
Well, no, his dead bird
thing. Yeah. And the Black Guardian is facing off against the Sontaran.
Black Guardians.
Yeah, I don't want to see him again. I am done with... I could handle another Sontaran episode.
Okay.
I think they would be...
I can't disagree with that.
I think they're a favorite right now to go all the way.
Jenny?
It doesn't matter because I'm outvoted anyway.
Yes, but people might like to hear your opinion.
You have an opinion. Well, you're allowed to have that.
I don't know really anything about the Black Guardian. Okay, now that I'm looking at a picture of him, Black Guardian, 100%.
Okay.
You've never seen, for you, it's not the Black Guardian coming back. This would be your first introduction to the Black Guardian.
Yeah.
And just by looking at the picture, you're just like, nope, done.
Don't want it.
Don't want it.
All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and put the Slitheen through over the Cyberman.
Yes.
We're not even going to talk about that one. Cyberman, I would much rather see the Cyberman again before I saw the Slitheen.
Another hour of fart jokes.
Well, there weren't that many fart jokes in Boomtown. That's
not in Boomtown. Well,
although the bathroom scene... Were, you know,
but that was a really... It was actually quite a touching scene.
It was very touching.
Which, when you consider about it being a giant slime monster... Just, I don't know. Alright, so...
Shitting yourself.
The Zygons.
Okay.
Versus the Autons.
Ooh.
Which one would you like to see come back?
Here's the thing. With the 2005 series, New Who... Of all the aliens, we started out with Autons.
Yes.
They were the first villain of the new series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was excited by that.
Yeah.
We don't see the Zygons again until the 50th.
Yeah.
They play a major part in that.
Mm-hmm.
But when everybody was excited, it took me a little while to get excited about seeing the Zygons again.
Well, I didn't know the Zygons... I'd managed to avoid all the spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know the Zygons were in the episode.
Nice.
Right? So when it happened, I was like, okay, that's bloody cool.
Right.
Like, these are just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Right? But I'm wondering how much of people's goodwill towards the Zygons is carried by the fact that they were in the 50th.
Mm. Right.
Like, it's just nostalgia.
How much of people's goodwill toward the Autons was because it was the first new Doctor?
Well, one of the reasons I love the Autons so much is the stories with the Delgado Master.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, all the way back during Pertwee.
Yes.
Because that's when we first meet Delgado Master.
Right.
Is in the second Auton story?
Yeah.
Yes. because he buys the or he's manipulating
the plastics factory.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, my thing is though, when I saw the Autons on New Who, I started wondering, well, how long will it be before? Are they going to bring back the Master? Are they going to bring back the Daleks? Are they going to bring back? Right. Never once in all of that did I go, ooh, I wonder when they're going to bring back. I even thought about, oh, maybe I'll finally get a follow up to the Silurians.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I never once thought in all of the years of New Who, gosh, I wonder when they're going to bring the Zygons back.
Yeah. Well, there's an interesting story. I was having a conversation with Matthew Dow Smith yesterday, who was the long running artist on the Doctor Who comic book and all that sort of stuff. And I was having this conversation with him. He was talking about getting to do things with the Zygons,
mm-hmm.
like in the comics, and how for years the BBC has been saying no.
Mm-hmm.
So this Zygon story has been in the work for years.
Yeah. That they were going to be the villain in the 50th, or somehow involved.
I would guess. But...
Yeah.
But at least it's been... Because there's that ongoing rumour that everyone's heard that there's been at least a Zygon story written for every season that's just not made the cut. And I wonder... And I'm starting to wonder how much of the school reunion story...
Should have been Zygons,
because of the Sarah Jane connection.
Because we'd never heard of the Crisco monsters.
The Krillitanes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it gave us that badass moment with Anthony Stewart Head and David Tennant around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily see that being somebody, you know, Zygon being a shapeshifter rather than...
Yeah.
You know.
I think I'd rather see Zygons again over Autons.
I'd like to see the Autons.
Jenny?
I'm going to go with Zygons.
So you'd rather see the Zygons again?
Oh, God. No.
Whoever you want to see again, the other side doesn't.
Who would you rather see again?
I'd rather see Zygons again.
You'd rather see Autons again. You'd rather see Zygons again. Now, I'd rather see Autons again.
Oh, no.
You did that on purpose.
No,
I
really wouldn't.
You pulled the room.
No, I really wouldn't because... No, it's because I'm kind of driving the whole discussion.
Yeah.
It's what a host does.
When did this become your show?
Huh?
When did this become your
show? When I'm looking at the brackets and you're not.
So this is turning into like a regular
episode.
Technically, it
is my show, isn't it, me?
I think me has a good idea.
I'm
usually right about these things.
The use needs better grammars.
Well, I will have had. But, so how do we poll the room? Because who's going to know an Auton from a Zygon?
Seriously.
At this time of night. Oh, Dennis. Do you have a moment? Now we bring Dennis LaChapelle into the show for just a moment.
Dennis LaChapelle.
Dennis, you get to be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Worst villain.
We are currently doing a podcast.
Okay.
Where we are doing a bracket. We're doing a bracket of... The villains we don't want to see again, basically.
Right.
And
who's
we
the
have
worst?
Come across the Zygons versus the Autons. And we are split, 2 votes for Zygons, 2 votes for Autons.
So who would you rather see again?
No pressure. Well, pros and cons. The Zygons, both of them can both of them can imitate.
Yeah,
so you have that going for you. They can imitate anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that does bring in that whole I'm Captain Kirk. No, I'm Captain Kirk thing that I always hate.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But know that there's probably be more of that with the Zygons.
Yes. But
the Autons haven't been seen recently.
Yes, but they brought the Autons were used twice. In New Who.
Mm-hmm. He used once in New Who.
No, twice.
No, twice.
Oh, yeah.
Rory.
Rory
the Roman.
You had Rory the Roman, and you had them in Rose.
Yeah.
So we've used them twice now. We've only used the Zygons once. So I'm saying we have to eliminate...
But that doesn't necessarily mean you want to see them. You're just going on logic.
Okay.
Who,
which do you want to see?
Well, that's what I did, too.
There's a joke about women and logical thinking in there that I'm not even going to get into.
Piss off,
I just don't like. I just don't like the big rubbery suits. So I'm going to eliminate the Zygons. I'm sorry, they're gone.
Have you seen the Zygon suits from the 60s? Anyway,
all right.
Zygons it is.
No problem.
The Autons right. Move on.
So now what?
So now we have the Ice Warriors versus the Weeping Angels. I don't want to see the Weeping Angels again anytime soon.
I'd rather see the Ice Warriors over the Weeping Angels.
I want to see the Ice Warriors.
I would like to see a more fleshed out Ice Warriors episode. So,
that's unanimous. Yes. Jesus.
Wow.
That was an easy one.
That was quick.
The Weeping Angels are in the semifinals of the thing we never want to see again.
Weeping Angels versus Black Guardian might be a little tough.
Ooh.
Well, let's wait for each other.
Okay. Ah. So hopefully...
hopefully we won't run into that.
Yeah. So
we
now,
definitely are running into that.
So moving on.
We're in the semifinals. With the Black Guardian.
Black Guardian.
Versus the Slaveen.
Oh, God.
Okay, I would have rather had the other argument. wow. Black Guardian, Slaveen.
I'd actually rather see the Slaveen again.
I would.
Especially if it's anything like Boomtown.
There's the potential of that.
Yeah.
You have a potential Boomtown again. You have potential dead bird on his head again.
But you also have... Did you ever see the Sarah Jane Adventures with the Slaveen? That's also potential where they're just so cheesy.
It's
so campy.
It was very camp, but I signed that off to being a Sarah Jane adventure.
Look at the picture of the Black Guardian again, and then
yeah.
I think it's still up on my Google search.
And look at that adorable baby face Slaveen.
Yeah.
Like, it is very rare that when I first meet a species like the Slaveen, and I hate them so emphatically.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm not hate is in that I want you to. The Doctor to defeat you sounding way in the you fucking suck way.
Yeah.
Right? To then go and watch Boomtown and watch one of these big green things in a toilet stall having genuine pathos. It's like...
Okay, can I just say I'd like to see the Slaveen again, but maybe not with... Just so cheesy. Like, they actually had... a zipper on their head.
Yeah.
Not like a...
You'd like to see
know.
The Moffatized Slaveen.
Something that's even slightly more realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally... You could see the YKK written on the zipper. It wasn't even like a metaphorical zipper. It was a metal zipper.
From a cartoonist standpoint, I'd rather see the Slaveen because they're more fun to draw.
Oh, you've got the iPad up over here with... See, I've forgotten how much fun the dead bird was, and that scrunchy, ugly
face.
We're going
to have to link that picture in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, since he, in my opinion, is going to be the winner, he's my favorite to win the worst.
Okay.
Villain.
You know what?
My money's on Black Guardian.
My money was on Slaveen when we started this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to lose that bet. I'm going to lose that bet because of this picture right here. Right.
And that's going
also,
to be...
Also, the Black Guardian is responsible for bringing us Turlo.
Yeah. See, I was about to get to that my least favorite companion, more than even Odric, because Turlo tried to kill my doctor. I know why, I know there's extenuating circumstances, but it still happened, and it put a... Boom. First impressions, and he was out the door. And I believe that was that was the Brig episode, too, wasn't it?
That was the episode where he was introduced, yeah.
Yeah. So, right there, he's a problem for the Brig. He's a problem for Five. I hate Turlo. Turlo was brought to me by the Black Guardian.
Black Guardian.
Yep. So, I hate the Black Guardian.
Wow.
It's going to be hard.
It's
a good
thing I didn't actually bet money.
See, I'm not looking at the bracket, so I have ship memory, so I don't know who's going to come up against who.
Yeah.
So... I'm hoping there's going to be a surprise somewhere that makes me go, ooh, tough one. Otherwise, Black Guardian's going all the way for me.
It's
going
to be,
There's two matches left.
Okay. So let's get to the next one.
The last semifinal, which is the Autons versus the Weeping Angels.
Oh. I'd rather see the Autons over the Weeping Angels.
I'm going to stand by previous comments.
So we're not... So we have to amend the name of this.
Which ones do we want to see again?
It's not the worst.
Right.
Because the Autons are a worse villain than the Weeping Angels.
That's true. It depends on your criteria.
Mm-hmm.
You have a
good
point.
We need to change this to which of these would we not want to see again?
Which villain do you never want to see again?
Because the Black Guardian is a better villain than the Slitheen. He is dark, evil,
yes,
ominous. He's not a nice bloke.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Slitheen are fart monsters that want to sell our planet.
Yes.
Right? Just that's.
But they have good episodes.
Well, he has the entire key to time.
Which, yeah.
Romana won.
But he wasn't in.
He's responsible for sort of getting Romana won.
Which is my favorite Romana.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
No offense to Miss Lala Ward.
I'll put all offense in the world. I thought she was an awful Romana.
All right.
I love.
If they could do away with the dead bird and update the Black Guardian, then yeah, I could see that again.
But so we just need to make sure that we amend the name of the episode.
Yes.
To
shenanigans. Shenanigans.
Just
changing
the
title area halfway through.
Get your brooms.
I think we'll title it the. Why the Black Guardian sucks.
Yeah.
We can
put a bird on the head.
Put a bird on it. Put a bird on
it's
it.
It's art.
Giving it the bird.
If you like it, then you should put a bird on it. If you like it, then you should put a bird on it.
But we don't like it, and they put a bird on it. So we need to make the point now, I think, that it's the ones we don't want to see.
Which, okay. It'll be...
Because that's what this bracket has become.
That's the way I could...
Yes.
Throughout the episode, which was
nature
great.
Finds a way. So,
it's a horde of vacuum.
I think we all want to see the Autons more than we want to see the Weeping Angels.
Absolutely.
Because I'm good with the Weeping Angels not getting any worse.
All right.
So, now...
Weeping Angels
versus
the Black Guardian.
The Black Guardian.
Shit.
Wow. And I will stand by my previous statements that I was hoping that there would be a better challenger for the Black Guardian to make me say, oh, that's a tough one. But between the two, I would, as much as I've said, I don't want to see the Weeping Angels again because I don't want them to be ruined more. I would rather see another one with the Weeping Angels and there be the potential of it being better than the Black Guardian.
But there's also the potential of them making a good Black Guardian.
That's what I'm saying. If they could update him and make him better, I'd rather see him over Weeping Angels.
Because I could see him being just totally evil.
But I hate him so much.
Well, that's exactly. That makes him a good villain.
That makes he's a good villain. Yeah, I know, but I mean,
but
we've just gotten rid
of the bird.
But we have moved away from that. We are now at which one do we want
this
to
is true.
See.
This is true.
Yeah.
But you have to think, which one do you want to see in context of the current show?
I've seen enough of them.
And
the
I'm
Angels.
Mm-hmm.
I would think I have too, but I'm afraid if Moffat got his hands on
the Black Guardian,
what could he do with that? And how horrible.
Well, he's already given the cyber break, so he's written me off the rest of the
right, life. So how bad could he do with the Black Guardian?
Maybe they bring in a guest writer for the Black Guardian.
They give it to Mark Gatiss or whatever.
Okay, if it was a Mark Gatiss, Mark Gatiss Cybermat is my favorite episode of that season.
But I would rather see him write a Black Guardian episode than a Weeping Angels.
Oh, but see, Mark Gatiss writing a Weeping Angels episode, he might do it right.
Yeah, but much like River Song, Steve Moffat isn't the guy of the Weeping Angels.
And the thing is, I've seen enough of the Weeping Angels to.
They're
played
anymore.
Out at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're a one-trick pony.
Then I would rather see the Black Guardian again, as much as it pains me.
Mm-hmm.
After this argument, that's...
I'm good.
I concur.
Yeah.
I concur.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, leads us to the conclusion that the villain, the most recurring villain that we would never want to see again, is in fact...
The Weeping Angels.
Or never see anytime soon.
This is going to cause an uproar.
Not again, but just give them a break.
give them a couple of years.
Yeah.
Let them come back for the 75th.
Because when's the last time you saw the Black Guardian?
80.
Scene would be during Five's run.
Yeah.
Because they actually did a key to time too. yeah. the Big Finish audios. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, no, but I'm saying, though, even in the regular aired,
yeah.
it was during the fifth time.
Yeah.
So, because we actually had the White Guardian, Black Guardian finale type thing.
Yeah. Yep. So. To recap, the Black Guardian advanced over the Rani, the Sontarans advanced over the Master, the Slitheen advanced over the Mara, the Cybermen advanced over the Daleks.
See, this is why I want to call shenanigans on our own show, though.
Why?
Because right off the bat, Black Guardian versus Rani, if we had been voting which one do we want to see again...
Yeah, that's true.
This is who we don't want to see.
We don't want to see.
Okay.
Pretty much that's been my criteria on how to choose who moved
because
ahead.
I want to see the Rani. I don't want to see the Black Guardian in that matchup.
Yeah. There's no shenanigans.
There is no shenanigans. I want to see the Master.
I'm sure there's shenanigans in here somewhere.
No. What has happened on this episode is that Ben, not naming which one, was able to bring the entire table around to Ben's way of thinking, and Ben is happy with that decision. And everybody not named Ben can piss off.
Good job, Ben. Me, you, us
did good.
But again, there's no shenanigans here because, to plug your book, no shenanigans.
I should mention.
I want to see the Rani
before the end too.
I want to see the Rani again, and she lost to the Black Guardian. I want to see the Master again before I see the Sontarans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or Missy, as she is now. Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. Michelle Gomez was great. I want to see... Well, I didn't, but you guys wanted to see the Daleks again before you saw the Cybermen.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to see the Silurians again before you saw the Zygons. So there's no... Other than the tiebreaker that we had to have.
Look, yeah. If I disagree, will you just shut up?
Probably not.
Nothing ever changes.
That never changes with Ben. Either Ben.
Yeah.
So
there is no just shut up switch on Ben.
That's we're not lazy. You can't turn us off.
So
just wait. I can try.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Both.
So we have to. We need to wrap things up here before it gets out of hand. I would like to give Chris the chance to plug his website and his comic.
Yes, it's a Dog's Life at adogslifecomic.com. And I always remember to say the web address now because I was on television promoting No Shenanigans, my first book, and forgot to say the website during the interview.
Yep.
Ouch.
Oh my God, I was kicking myself for a week after that.
Wow.
adogslifecomic.com.
And that's at adogslifecomic.com.
Correct.
And where will people find you on the Twitters, Chris?
IOTTOKNOW.
Clever.
Which has been my online screen name for
forever,
basically.
Was Auto Man taken?
No.
No,
I just don't like Auto Man. It's too obvious.
It was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
We didn't get it in England.
Oh. It was good.
Probably was.
Desi Arnaz Jr.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. You had a cursor that could make anything. Literally, his name was Cursor, and he was this little floating ball of light.
Yeah.
He's like, I need a car. And it would draw a car. Bam, holographic 3D car.
Yeah.
That made it was a Lamborghini with nice little neon light trim, and it would make 90 degree turns because it's trying to cash in on the Tron
right,
thing.
Yes. This
and
was the 80s.
Of course, Auto Man was holographic, so the 90 degree turn at 70 miles an hour was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Desi Arnaz Jr. was human; the laws of motion are in effect, and he's like smooched up against the window anytime they turned a corner.
Lovely.
So it was great.
Good stuff.
Now, Ben.
You can find me on the Twitter at Bob T. Goldfish. You can find me at Twitch TV at twitch.tv/ Bob the Ninja Goldfish, where I stream video games regularly. Every Wednesday night I stream with Chris as well. So, and you can find my podcasts. You can find my podcasts at facebook.com/threedrinks. Two guys, one topic, where we drink a lot. There's two of us, and we completely fail to stay on topic. That's the number 3, the number 2, and the number 1. Make all the jokes you like. And you can find me over at popcultureuncovered.com for my other podcast, Pop Culture Uncovered Declassified, that is not as ominous as it sounds.
Not as ominous as it sounds.
Mind you, we were on one of the early
on one of the early episodes.
Yes.
We were on like my
second or third.
My second or third episode. Yeah, yeah, we were talking about the early season 8.
Which makes it easy for me, because then I can just go back in the show notes.
Yeah.
And I just copy, you know, here's his links. So the only work I have to do this week is get a picture of the Black Guardian.
The Black Guardian.
And then link Chris's website.
Awesome.
You can find us online. What's our URL?
PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Oh, it's on the card.
It's on the card.
Yeah,
right.
I have cue cards this week, but I don't have my glasses on. So you can find us PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Well, you are tired.
And drunk.
And drunkish. That's worn off now.
So I was stupid and a pussy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I regenerated.
Did you kill yourself?
You can find me on Twitter.
What? What?
Wow.
I'm done. I need to regenerate now.
Wearing a bit thin, just like your attitude. But find me.
That's
at
my best comeback.
Oh, you know what? The TARDIS is here. You know what? We're out.
There's like 4 TARDISes here.
Well, I hear one of them.
Okay.
So let's get in the one that's making noise and get out of here. And everybody not named Ben can piss off.